It's here. It's here. It's finally here.
This is it. Finally here.
It's finally here.
What is?
The beginning of the end of the beginning has begun.
Get a hold of yourself. You're not making any sense.
Beginning. Beginning of everything.
Speak English.
It's Monday morning.
It's the start of the work week.
You're excited about that?
Not just that.
Also,
it's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Yes, people are excited about going to work. Some people love what they do. And you should too. If you don't love what you do, then maybe you should find a different line of work. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And let me tell you, it doesn't matter how much Democrats celebrate Antifa and BLM and call them peaceful protesters and good Americans. It doesn't matter how many people call true patriots, say that 10 times fast, political terrorists, domestic terrorists. Because that's what they called our founding fathers. Remember, they were the bad guys. This literally is history repeating itself. Thank you so much for all of the texts and emails this morning. People are fired up seeing what's going on over the weekend and not just a football game. That's all it was. There was nothing, from what I understand, listening to people, because I didn't watch it. Nothing super about the weekend at all. So here's today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Today's poll question, did you watch? Did you watch the Super Bowl? And I love it because we are getting all kinds of answers that, you know, well, people have their opinions. Like the fact they stopped watching the Super Bowl when you-know-who took a knee and was celebrated. Yes. So we have yes, hell yes, can't live or breathe without football. No. Let's see. Who wants to watch overpaid athletes? I mean, seriously. It's the only reason that they're putting this back up, because they want money. Got together, friends, while it was on in the background. Good. That's great. Taking a knee is not something I am willing to watch. Shut it off when I saw the lefty bullcrap. Don't watch NFL, MLB, NBA, WNBA, NHL, or NASCAR. Did I miss any? And there's still other. So do your voting. Yesterday's poll question, 99% of those participating said it is not a good idea to have innovation zones in Nevada where billionaires, giant companies can come in and basically buy up Nevada land and start their own governments. I mean, this is just unbelievable that they even have the cojones to push this. Because those innovation zones would be controlled by a three-person board of supervisors chosen by the governor. Excuse me? Yeah, chosen by the governor. We can't get our governor right now to even do anything for the people of the state that are already here that are struggling. What do you think he's going to do, or she, if they have that kind of power to choose the supervisors of a county within a county to make the rules, enforce the laws. Yeah, that's not right. That is not right at all. But that's what they're actually coming up with. That's what they want to do. So are you involved in the legislature yet? Log on to 991fmtalk.com while you're participating in today's poll question. And then up in the left-hand corner, you see schedule. Drop it down, hit weekdays. Takes you to the personality page. Click on my picture. Important information right there. Important information on what you need for the Nevada legislature, how to be involved with that, all the different sites, the links that you can just click on, but also some important dates like tomorrow. We've got competing meetings tomorrow. So choose your fight. Okay? Save Our Schools is going to be at Sky Ranch Middle School, 1200 Windmill Farms in Sparks, because that is where the school board meeting is going to be going on. And they need people out there. They need to have people out there to stand up for historical accuracy and to stop the Board of Supervisors from approving racist, anti-U.S., anti-family, anti-religious, anti-white, anti-law enforcement curriculum materials. It's Agenda 5.02. You can get all of this information on my webpage. It's the 1619 Project. This is where they want to go. Nevada Patriots also has a link up for tomorrow's Washoe County Commissioners meeting, but we'll get to that in just a moment, because we have somebody special hanging on the line. And you know what? Everybody that calls this show is special to me, because I appreciate every bit of you. So let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Nora this morning. Nora wants to make a mention of the Super Bowl. Hey, Nora, what's up?
Hey, well, I'll tell you what. I'm like a lot of people. I'm not big on a lot of sports, but I do watch some. But once they took a knee, I don't take a knee to nobody but God. And sometimes these people are getting a little confused that they're not higher. He should have respected our flag, our country. Apparently, he don't think it's his country and flag. But I'm definitely, that turned me off completely.
Yeah, I always watched the Super Bowl and that, you know, loved going to Super Bowl parties. And, you know, even if we weren't at a party, we would always watch the Super Bowl, you know, watch the commercials and the halftime show. And you know, this is the first year in a long time that we haven't done it, just flat out. That's no more to me. I would rather support. Away. I'd rather support college football teams.
And I'm going to the county commissioners. I was invited by one of the ladies at the rally, and last Saturday, and I'm looking forward to it because I've never been to one before, and I appreciate it that she offered to take me with her.
It's going to be an eye opener for you. So, Nora, thanks for the call.
I'm looking forward to it. Oh, did you like the COOK cookies?
Yeah, Nora, I got to go. And Bruce, actually, with Nevada Patriots, is on the line with us. And he's going to let us in on a little something of what's going on with the meeting. Bruce, thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you for having me, Monica. I really appreciate it. You know, as the founder of the organization, there was a specific reason why we chose the name. When you assume the mantle of patriot, that comes with it, you know, certain expectations. One, that you support and defend the Constitution. Two, that you love this country. And three, that you will do whatever is necessary to ensure its survival. Well, the mission statement for Nevada Patriot is to engage and inform citizens of local, state, and national issues that affect our community. Real simple mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
But it became apparent to me that there was an extreme lack of accurate information being put out to the people. If you watch mainstream media, all you're getting is propaganda, pure and simple. It's no longer about journalism. It's about propaganda. Well, I wanted people to have a source they could go to get accurate, reliable, verifiable, researchable information. Kind of like, well, your show.
I love the connection there, Bruce. Thank you so much. And what I appreciate about Nevada Patriots is you don't put out constant call to actions. You know, you need to do this or you have to be there. Or you only do it when it is absolutely necessary. And I see now that you have put out a call to action for tomorrow's Washoe County Commissioners meeting. Why is that?
Well, Monica, you're right. We don't do that often. And for very good reason. I've seen a lot of organizations that the constant call to action has been their downfall. I only want to put out a call to action when I consider something of absolute importance to the benefit of our community. This county commissioners meeting tomorrow is going to be important in so many ways. I'm hoping that we'll get a huge turnout of people that will hold Bob Lucy accountable for not having debate on a resolution to open our county. But I also want to see a lot of people there so they can let their voice be heard on this homelessness funding program that they're going to be considering. You and I are both on the same page when it comes to how to fix the homelessness problem, I'm pretty sure. The way to fix it is not to keep throwing money at it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they want to do. I don't know where this mentality that if you throw enough money at a problem, it will go away comes from, because that seems to be the approach that the Reno City Council has taken towards fixing the homelessness problem. Just keep throwing more money at it and it'll go away. Well,
yeah, it hasn't done anything for our education system.
No, it has. Oh my gosh. That's a whole nother ball of wax. I'll be going to both the county commission meeting and the Washoe County School District meeting tomorrow. So busy day. I'm pretty sure that they're getting tired of seeing me. Well, all I can say is they need to get used to it, because until they start actually implementing some solutions that work, they're going to be seeing me. And I'm hoping they'll be seeing a whole lot other folks that think the same way. The only way we're going to get our elected officials to do anything is if we are constantly bringing it up, letting them know how we feel. It's the only thing they seem to react to. And when you assume the mantle of patriot, you also assume a duty to get involved and to fix these things that are wrong. This whole homelessness thing is a travesty. The fact that we even have one person living on the streets in our community speaks volumes about the sense of humanity that we have for our fellow human beings.
Yeah.
It's a condition that should not exist in our community. Why it's being allowed just boggles the imagination. But it is being allowed. In fact, it's being perpetuated.
And has been for years.
Because of the inaction of our... Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, the throw money solution has not worked for our schools. If anything, our schools are even worse now. But it just shows that when people are elected, all they think about is money. They don't think about solutions. So, Bruce, hang on the line. I'm going to do a contest here real quick, and no, you're not able to win just because you're already on the line, but caller number two right now, we're going to give you a box of amazing chocolates from the chocolate shop. If you want to order them for yourself, that's chocolate, chopppe.us. And it's a great idea to get your orders ahead of time in for Valentine's Day this Sunday. So caller number two at 884-9910. You are going to get those chocolates. A lot of people seem to be caller number two. So we'll be back with a winner and more from Bruce Parks right after this of Nevada Patriots on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Kansas City Chiefs 31-9 in Super Bowl 55. Ironically, the stands were full of healthcare workers, and the Chiefs' offense was on life support. Some think The Weeknd got lost during the Super Bowl halftime show, like the way Patrick Mahomes looked the entire game. Dana Carvey and Mike Myers reunited for a Super Bowl ad. It was for the used DVD bin at Walgreens. And Sarah Thomas became the first female official to work a Super Bowl. However, the prettiest face on the field still goes to Tom Brady. This is not headline news.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Hey, big congratulations going out to Gene. Caller number two picked up that heart-shaped box of chocolates just in time for Valentine's Day. And if you're a little slow on the uptake, Valentine's Day is this Sunday. So be ready for it and get a hold of the chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville. Log on to chocolate, chopppe.us, and get your orders in now. So we're talking with Bruce Parks, who is the founder of Nevada Patriot, and we are speaking about the Washoe County Commission meeting that is getting together tomorrow. This is a quote here. This is a sneaky way to transition into a new general services tax on all vehicles. It will cost us millions for this slush fund we are paying into Reno's hand. They invite the homeless to come here, and we are going to be the scapegoats who have to pay for it. And that was their plan all along. Board of Commissioners meeting, Washoe County, tomorrow, 10 a.m. This is a situation that's been going on for so long, Bruce, and we find there's a huge gap between understanding homelessness and understanding vagrancy. And you and I have been down along the river for walks, and there are people who do not want to live in society. They do not want to be productive members of society. Yet we will always have to accept the burden of taking care of these people. And now the commission is just getting in on it to make sure that we pay for it.
Well, Monica, as you're more than aware, 99% of the people that calling themselves homeless are vagrants by choice. It's not that we don't have the programs in place to help somebody that needs a hand up. We certainly have those agencies in place. And a person that that needs those services, it's readily available to them. There's a huge difference between those persons and the ones that are vagrants by choice because they don't have to accept any responsibility for any of the choices that they make. They've obviously made some very poor life choices to find themselves living in a tent down by the river. And I wouldn't wish that on anybody. However, there's a very easy solution. Now, I'll be the first one to tell you that there's a certain percentage of that population, and they are in the extreme minority, that are just no longer able to manage their own affairs. And they need our help. And yes, as a society, we should accept responsibility for them. But the rest of them, it seems to be that what our elected officials are doing through their fiscal irresponsibility is creating a class of protected people that will forever be parasites on society instead of productive members of society. And I'm totally opposed to that. I've worked every day of my life until I retired, and nobody ever had to assume responsibility for me.
Well, and the other
thing that being a patriot means.
That's the other thing that I'm opposed to, though, is the senseless regulations that they put on people. It's like, okay, we built this apartment building. It's for the indigent. It's for people who, you know, cannot afford an apartment. But we're going to say only one person can live here. Yet, what about when you have a mother who is taking care of a disabled child who, you know, is an adult who also cannot work, who cannot be on their own, and they could easily be together in that one place, but the regulations say, no, you can't, you know, so you're going to have to stay homeless for a while until we find you something a year down the line. We don't just adapt to people's needs. We make them try to adapt to what our rules are, and that's wrong.
Oh, you're absolutely correct, Monica. And if you research deep enough into those policies and everything, it all boils down to that same common denominator, the almighty dollar.
Yep.
Well, the fiscal irresponsibility that we see by our elected representative pervades every level of government, from national right on down to local here. And I, for one, personally, am becoming very weary of it. You know, you look at the Washoe County School District. If throwing money at that would fix it, it had been fixed a long time ago. But
yeah,
the money doesn't go down. If the money was being spent on every student, that would be a different story. But it's not. When you look at the structure of Washoe County School District, you look at the personnel pages, you go through 357 names before you ever get to the name of a teacher. That's wrong. That's absolutely wrong. We have a superintendent of schools who, while having less than 10% of the amount of students of Los Angeles Unified School District, she makes only 25% less than that superintendent of schools in Los Angeles. You're going to have a very hard time justifying that to me. I don't buy it.
All right, so here's your times, and you can get the location for the school board meeting on my webpage at 991fmtalk.com. Tomorrow morning, Washoe County Board of Commissioners, 10 a.m. It doesn't matter if they only say, oh, we can only do 50 people. Guess what? Crowd outside. Just get there and make sure that your voices are heard, even if it's just in the sight, the intimidating sight of you being there. So 10 a.m. tomorrow,
absolutely.
4 p.m. in Sparks, and I'll give that information again a little bit later on for the Washoe County School Board meeting. Bruce, thank you so much for being with us today, and as always, keep on doing what you're doing, because it is the right thing, and we need more people doing that.
Well, Monica, if I might give a shameless plug, you can contact us on nevadapatriot.net, or you can email me directly at onenevadapatriot@gmail.com. That's the digit one, nevadapatriot@gmail.com. Thank
You're
you,
so
Monica.
Shameless.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate your time today. All right. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Don't forget to answer today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Did you watch the Super Bowl? I want to know. People say all the time, no, I gave up NFL, I gave up sports, blah, blah, blah. Well, I want to know. What did you do? And I'm getting some great responses just through the email and texts of what people were doing, like a family day at the range, a 35-mile bike trip. That's a tough one. I did I think the most I've ever done is 5 miles, and I was done by the time I finished that. Unfortunately, I wasn't at my destination. I had ridden 5 miles, and then it was like, oh, how am I gonna get home? So I made my boyfriend at the time come and get me. That was pretty pathetic. But you know, just as long as you're getting out and having a good time. And I am by no means one of those wacko environmentalists who are going for the Green New Deal. But let me tell you, there is something so regenerative about nature, about going out for a quick hike or even a walk around your neighborhood, getting out in the fresh air and not wearing a mask. Good Lord. Get some fresh air in your lungs. Get some, you know, smell of pine in your nostrils. Some smell of the dirt, you know? It's a beautiful world, and we need to remember that because they're trying to take that away from us. I just received this. This is rather disturbing as an email. I understand from a reliable source, i.e. law enforcement, that Reno has now decriminalized pooping and urinating in public. Do you know if that is true? I do not know for a fact that they have done that. I will look into it, or as, you know, the now press secretary, I'll circle back with you. Boy, she must be just spinning in circles all day for as much as she says that. I will look into this because I have numerous law enforcement friends who can give me the truth, but I wouldn't put it past them because that is what they passed in San Francisco. That's what they passed in LA, in New York. They decriminalized these actions and then look at the result. Look at the feces in the streets of San Francisco. Oh, I'm sorry, not the streets, the sidewalks. Don't forget about that. They still have the maps in Nancy Pelosi's district where, you know, you should and shouldn't walk because those sidewalks have to be scrubbed down with disinfectant, costing the taxpayers there millions of dollars because they did things like this. So I'll look into it to find out if it is true or not, but trust me, I wouldn't put it past them. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Jean this morning. Jean, congratulations on winning those chocolates.
Yeah, they'll come in handy on the little snowshoe hikes I go on, and maybe I can share a few with my friends, so I appreciate that. I was wondering if I can say San Feces Cisco on the air. Can I say San Feces Cisco?
Well, but I kind of said it a moment ago, so yeah, sure.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to talk about the innovation zone by the governor, and I've only seen a bit of the parameters behind it, but I'm just wondering why the governor would attempt to bring tens of thousands of more people to an area that has a dearth of water resources. We are already headed toward a water crisis with the existing population as it is. I'm wondering if he's using GOED to offer more tax abatements on the backs of Nevada's taxpayers to fill up our schools and our highways with more people in congestions that are not going to be paid for in any way by any government entity that they induce in with the use of the GOED agency. I'm also wondering if an innovation zone would include a parameter for if a government is going to set up a kind of a glorified HOA and be their own self-governing entity, that we can get this government off the backs of taxpayers with respect to that there will be no participation in the PERS system by any of these entities or any of their employees or any of the entities and the state employee health benefit plan.
That's a good
so
question
there are
too.
A lot of questions. Yeah, there are a lot of questions with this, but the other aspect of this too, and you know, I really want to drill down on this, is the public is not amenable to divesting any federal public lands anywhere around us, anywhere in the West, whether they be BLM lands or Forest Service lands. Most of the public views those as a way to suppress the kind of massive overdevelopment that the governor is proposing under this these innovation zones.
Yeah, they have to own 78 square miles to even be considered for this. But this sounds like something that is what was going on out at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center out there. you know, about wanting to have their own rules. And one question that somebody sent in just a moment ago was, are these people going to have to pay double taxes? Do they have to pay the regular county taxes? And then do they have to pay the county taxes on top of this county inside of a county? So there are a lot of questions that our legislature could possibly pass this, and it's not acceptable for Nevadans, not for Nevada taxpayers. So, Gene, thank you for calling in and sharing your views on this, because these are the type of things that we have to watch out for as taxpayers. They are literally coming up with ideas of not only how to drain our lands, but how to drain our finances as well. And in the long run, just like all those, Solyndra and that Crescent Dune and all the things that they were doing with solar power companies, we're going to be on the short end of the stick for it. Because who says that these innovation zones would even succeed in the long run? Just because it's a tech company or they put $1 billion in doesn't mean it's going to be something that the community supports or that consumers support. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and talk with Mel this morning. Wants to talk about peeing in the streets. Mel, thanks for being on the program.
Yes. You know, there is a law against that. And you can go in front of a judge and you can be labeled a sex offender for up to a year. That means you got to register every month to the PO or whatever. There was this guy up in Montana where I'm from. He was standing in his window, stretching naked. They gave him 6 months in the county jail. He was inside of his house, but he was open view as if somebody was passing by his room. So you got to be careful what you expose.
Exposing the corrupt politicians out there, for one thing. But that's the thing, Mel, is they're decriminalizing these things. So that's up to the city where you live, the state where you live, the county that you live in. You know, they're the ones who are decriminalizing it. So as the city of Reno goes, we might just see it turn out like San Francisco. So for
exactly. Now, I drive around Reno all the time, and I see these homeless people urinating, going to the bathroom wherever they can, in some of the alleyways. And I sometimes think police cops will drive by and see them and just keep going.
Yeah. I honestly believe that if they did decriminalize it, it's because people don't want to deal with it. They don't want to deal with it. They just want to, you know, turn a blind eye and put it under the, you know, oh, well, it's their right. It's like, it's not their right. It's my right to have clean, uninfected streets. I pay taxes for that. These people don't pay taxes. So.
And a friend of mine cleans the river, and there's buckets of soil in the river.
Yeah.
I mean, he said it's disgusting. It's just they throw their waste into the river.
And that's our drinking supply.
Yes, and there's a guy fishing down the other end.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
This is where, again, the money comes in and the city is not working for its constituents, the people who put them into office. They're playing games. So, Mel, thank you so much for being aware of all this. Make sure you let all your friends and you know, everybody else know. We've got the pictures. We've got the videos. We have the promises from the city, from the county. But we don't have any actions. We have patches. You know, we have little temporary solutions like Governor's Park. But that doesn't take care of the real issue of keeping people from doing it in the future, from making sure that vagrants are actually prosecuted, you know, that they actually have deterrence in place, because the deterrence just keep going away. Lori, this is awesome. I used to be a fan of Tennessee Ernie Ford because, well, Just that's what my grandparents listened to, and I love being with my grandparents. It was a company housing song. Company schools, company housing, and most importantly, the company store. You were paid in script that could only be used at the company store, and they could charge whatever they wanted. Tennessee Ernie Ford did the song 16 tons. That describes the hopelessness of life in the company town. The two questions I have, will the people who live there in these innovation zones, will they have to pay taxes in two counties? And will the people who live there be responsible for federal taxes if they are paid in alternate currency? I see all kinds of problems for this idea and am adamantly against it. I guess there was a logging town in California that went through this. Come on, sing along. You know, 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Do we have a little Tennessee for us this morning?
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
And that's the way they want it. Don't let the leftists take over, because it's turning that way. But we'll let Sisolak know that this isn't acceptable. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
My soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
And very shortly, it's not going to be the company store. It's going to be the federal government. And that's the way it's being pushed. It's called communism. You pretty much, if you want to live life, you give up that life to the government. They tell you where to work, where to go, what to eat, how much you can eat. That's why they have bread lines. And this is what they're pushing on this country. This is where you fight back. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And this is how they do it. The leftists try to make you feel like you're a bad person. You're evil. You're insensitive. So as we were talking about decriminalizing defecating and urinating in public, just received this text. I saw a guy, well, they use the P word, himself because he couldn't find a restroom. They should have executed or given him a life sentence. You know, you respond with things like that, and you're not making the person who's making the point about decriminalization being a bad thing. You're making a point of your ignorance. That's not an intelligent conversation. You know, I've been in many events in downtown Reno. And in the middle of all of it, I've had to go. So you know what? You make plans. You search out the first hotel casino and you go use their restroom. It's that easy. We're talking about people who perpetually do this, living on the streets, living along the river, who just go. I have a video of a woman in one of the homeless encampments. And I say encampments because there had to be at least seven tents there. The video was taken from the other side of the road. she was talking to two other people. With no shame whatsoever, she pulled down her drawers and squatted and defecated right there in front of those people and then pulled up her pants and just kept going. This is the lifestyle that they have chosen. This is the lifestyle they live. It's called vagrancy. Whether it's because of drug addicts, whether it's because of mental illness. And for those people who do not want to live that way, there is help. It's the people who do not want to live in society as a productive member that need to be either fined. Well, they don't have money to pay fines. Well, guess what? Then you can work it off. Because that's what the rest of us are doing, working our tails off to pay for all of this mess. It's about time you had a voice in it. Love you. Check you tomorrow.